Communication skills training. How to talk to anyone, overcome anxiety, develop charisma, and become a people person while boosting body language, active listening, and empathy. Written by Richard Hawkins. Narrated by Orlena Kane. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading this book, and thank you for doing so. What is the most important skill that you could possess to help you survive both in your daily life and in your workplace? The answer, effective communication skills. No matter how brilliant your ideas may be, or how passionate or sincere you are as a person, if you fail to communicate well with those around you, none of that is going to matter because no one will be able to fully understand or connect with you. Whether verbally or non-verbally, effective communication is an asset because it helps us to build a rapport and build relationships in our lives, fulfilling that basic human need of wanting to connect with others. The ability to be able to communicate well with the people around you is one of the most important life skills you can develop. In this book, you will discover the power of effective communication, why it matters, and how it can help you in your everyday life and your workplace. You will also uncover what the common communication barriers are and how to overcome them, how to start developing your skills as an effective communicator, and what you can do to start communicating effectively at work. You will also find techniques that will help you improve your nonverbal communication, as well as how to be more assertive and calm when communicating with others. For the communication process to be considered a success, you must be able to get your message across clearly and undoubtedly. By the end of this book, you will be well on your way to becoming a more confident and effective communicator, able to get your opinions and ideas across in a way that makes it easier for others to understand and connect with. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. The Power of Effective Communication. Communication skills are an important asset to have in everyday life and also in the workplace. We come into contact with several people on a daily basis. The minute you step outside your home, it is inevitable. And throughout the day, as you go about your routine, you are bound to communicate with someone at some point or another. Communication, quite simply, is defined as the exchanging of information that we do amongst ourselves and other individuals. This exchange of information can take place in the form of speaking, writing, signs, signals, or behavior. If you live in this world, you need to relate to others around you. Nobody can survive without having their needs met, and to have our needs met, whether we like it or not, requires the help of other individuals to do so. And therefore, we need to rely on communication to get by. Communication is a skill that many actually don't think twice about, but it is one of the most important skills you could have at your disposal. If you want to know what it is like not to be able to communicate or be understood, just picture a time when you have gone to a foreign country where you do not speak the local language. Everything suddenly becomes more difficult, doesn't it? You struggle to understand and to make yourself understood, and even simple forms of communication, like asking for directions, seems like an impossible task. Communication, both verbal and nonverbal, matters. It matters because it helps us relate and collaborate with the people living in the world with us. Why communication matters in everyday life. There are several reasons why it is important to have effective communication in our everyday life, and those reasons include: effective communication helps us form relationships. The foundation of all human relationships is how well you can bond with another person. Two people start off as strangers, and how do they form a bond from there? They start communicating. They interact, they start talking, and start getting to know one another, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?